can tell you it wasn't Casey.
These are all DOT people or contractors?
He never did anywhere he started.
Until the conference, sorry to keep you waiting. Okay, we've got a, I hope, something simple here that we'd like to move out. If you'd like to come on up here. Sponsor substitute Senate to current resolution 37. Oh, okay. We had a work session before, I'm gonna go ahead and call the transportation committee, convene at 9:30.
Did mine pass away?
February 21st. I already asked her that. Yeah, I didn't know. Kabina and Foster here present.
Representative Foster.
Same sense of humor.
SSCR 37 before, so go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Sandy Newsbaum, staff to Senator Paul Fisher, and he told me, and that was for your edification, to please bring this along as good luck, and I guess it worked because we've got Representative Grusendorf here. I apologize, the senator's not here, we have finance this morning. Just to give you a little background on this, the name change has been endorsed by the Anchor Point Advisory Planning Commission and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Planning Commission, and they also passed a resolution late last year unanimously approving the name change. You have copies of all this information in your files also. Anchor Point Avenue is a 3/4 mile stretch of roadway that lies west of the Sterling Highway north of Anchor Point Road. Anchor Point Avenue has been referred to as Fritz Cove Road for many, many years by the area residents, and because of Dr. Fritz's many contributions to the people of the state of Alaska, the local residents feel very strong about doing this as a fitting way to officially honor him. Several people have asked me today, is Dr. Fritz still alive? Yes, he is. He's extremely frail and is getting up there. In fact, I apologize. I was going to pull out some old blue books and figure out his age. He has to be in his 80s by now. He was elected 3 times to the state house. The first time was in 1966, and he served again in the 8th and 13th state legislatures, and at one time also chaired the transportation subcommittee for the finance committee. We did some checking. One of the questions that came up on the Senate side is how this would affect the residents on that road. Do they realize that's going to be an official address change for them? I did check with the borough. All the residents have been notified by registered mail. There is no objections to this. As far as businesses along the road, as far as they knew, the only business along the road was the fire department, so it would not affect them either. You will also note that Representatives Swackhammer and Navarro have cross-sponsored this resolution. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. And I notice DOT also has a representative here, too.
Representative,
yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last time we had something like this, it was the changing the name of the bridge, and the fiscal, I believe, was about $15,000 for several signs of things. And I was just curious. I looked in here, and I thought I saw zero fiscals. Is that
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Representative Grusendorf, yes, there is a zero fiscal note in there. If you'll note, I believe they have a analysis attached to the fiscal note. The cost will be borne by maintenance operation. The signs are about $200, labor about $300. So since it was that small an amount, that's why they went with the zero fiscal note.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just asked that question because the last thing we had was a bridge and a fiscal note with signs.
For the record, we're joined by Representative Lehman at 9:25. Any other questions here? If not, I'll entertain a motion. Just for the record, I'll leave this with a work session with the Northern Region, some of the problems common to the runways and roads. So it wasn't official until just 5 minutes ago. If there's no other questions, I'll entertain a motion to move this out of our committee.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there any objection? Okay.
Is this doctor used to work on me?
I don't know. Okay. Sponsor substitute Senate concurrent resolution number 37 is hereby moved out of transportation committee then with individual recommendations. If there's no other business before us today, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Meeting's adjourned. 9:30.